This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, and we're going to take some new cars for a test drive. Tom Appel is standing by with all the latest on a whole slew of different vehicles. Of course, along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. The number is toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261 or via the email if you prefer, Bob@autoworldradio.com, Bob@BobLongRadio as a backup. Andy is at Master Control in Minnesota. He'll be taking your calls, so say hello to Andy. And also coming up on today's show in hour number two, we're going to be joined by Ken's Vocal, who has had a number of automotive websites over the years, the latest being Wheeled Planet. And he's bringing along a special guest, a gentleman I remember talking to a number of years ago, Kevin Tez, who has some unique products. A company is called Painification. Isn't that an old Red Chili Peppers song? No, that's a different song. Anyway, also coming up in hour number two of the program is, I have to amuse myself, we've got the old car guy, Don Jones. That's right, Dynamite in a Can. Don Jones is coming up in the second hour of the broadcast. But we're going to be playing trivia and having fun and talking about new vehicle test drives, because that's what we love to do every time we get this gentleman with us. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Just log on to consumerguide.com, and if you want to hit the really cool stuff, check out the blog, The Daily Drive, a full tank of automotive news and commentary. And here's the man of the hour, Tom Appel. How you doing, Tom?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's see. What have I been driving this past week? I have been driving pretty bad when you go through so many cars and sometimes you forget, you know? And I had to look out the window for a second there. It's a RAV4 hybrid. I should know it, you know, right off the top of my head, but I guess I'm a little bit overtired. But my experience with the RAV4 has been quite positive, and you'll get my review of that upcoming. And coming out tomorrow should be a review of a Lexus, the ES, the second Lexus that came into B way back when. After the LS came the ES, and the ES is quite a bit different and quite a bit the same at the same time as some of the original models. But let's talk about some cool cars that have been in the garage at Consumer Guide, including the 2017 Mercedes-Benz CLA 250. There was a time, Tom, that the C-Class was the entry-level Mercedes-Benz price-wise. But that is no more because of this rather aerodynamic and some would say sexy model.
Yeah, it is certainly a sexy, swoopy, coupe-like version. This is one of those sedans that they like to call a coupe because of its very fastback styling. This is also a vehicle that shares a lot of its mechanical bits with Nissan and Infiniti products. It is mechanically very similar to the Infiniti, the low-end Infiniti, the entry-level Infiniti crossover, the QX30. And it shares the same 208 horsepower engine, front drive layout, and basic architecture. This is also, to me, perhaps one of the most disappointing vehicles I've driven in a long time. And I don't say that a lot, but it just doesn't feel like a Mercedes to me. Additionally, if we remember how this was marketed at first, the big deal was that it had a starting price under $30,000. The vehicle we drove is admittedly a 2017 model, but it's stickered at $52,000, which was comfortably above the starting price of a C-Class, which is a vastly better vehicle.
That's a very good observation, because you're absolutely right. You can load this vehicle up, and it doesn't take long to get into the stratospheric price range. This is a front-wheel drive car, the only front-wheel drive Mercedes. It's also available with a 4MATIC all-wheel drive system, which your test vehicle had. And it's available in AMG form with what truly is an amazing power plant. I drove that in the small crossover, the GLA AMG 45. It's a four-cylinder engine that puts out in excess of 350 horsepower. Have you had an opportunity to drive either the CLA or the GLA version of the 45 AMG?
Yes, and that absolutely transforms this vehicle. Interestingly, not especially well equipped, the CLA 450 doesn't cost that much more than a fully loaded CLA 250, and it's by far the more compelling purchase because it is a blast to drive. That engine is a fireball, and it transforms the vehicle. Additionally, the AMG treatment to the suspension, wheels, and tires, it makes it a much more compelling vehicle and just so much more fun to drive.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to drive the CLA, but you're not the only journalist who I've heard the same report from, that this vehicle is a bit of a disappointment, and that folks really should maybe look around at some other entrants. If your price point is $30,000, there are better $30,000 vehicles out there in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you... if you start tacking on those options. Now, as a big guy, I would imagine this is also an issue. Myself, being a small guy, even I find the back seat on this vehicle kind of small.
It is small, yeah, and as a very big guy, I have a hard time getting in and out of this vehicle. This is fairly typical of smaller German four-doors. The entry passage, the door opening is very small. Actually, once inside the CLA, it's actually fairly roomy up front. The back seat's fairly useless for adults, but I think that's to be expected in this class. You know, adults in emergency, otherwise just kids. But yeah, it's a sedan, sort of.
Another vehicle that Rick Cotta, your man on the road, had an opportunity to check out, another vehicle I haven't driven yet from Toyota. This is the 2018, yes, folks, they've got 2018 models out there. This is the Toyota CHR. And certainly I can see some styling cues from some of the other Toyota products and some of the other Toyota crossovers, but this is hitting and zoning right in that very hot segment right now.
Yeah, the subcompact crossover market is the hottest segment in the auto industry, at least in the U.S. It's the hottest segment in the industry right now, and Toyota needed to play there. Toyota had nothing smaller than the RAV4 available, and the RAV4 isn't that small anymore. It approaches midsize. So this is a great entry for them. This vehicle, people may remember, we saw in concept form as a Scion, whatever that was, about a year and a half ago, and it has since we've seen the demise of Scion. So this is now a Toyota.
Yeah, it is, and it looks like an interesting ride. Again, they're selling so many of these crossover subcompact vehicles that I don't think they're going to miss with this one. It's certainly very youthful and playful in exterior design, and it's got those rear doors with the funky door treatment kind of hidden, so you're fooling people for a minute that it's only a two-door vehicle.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the way the market... I think shoppers in the subcompact crossover want it that way. They want the utility of a four-door, but they don't want the car to look like a four-door. And it doesn't have to be a great four-door, so the space doesn't need to be back there. It's just there for emergencies.
You've got a great story up that you wrote about design. It's called The Pontiacs of 2018. In honor of that, I'm going to throw out a quick trivia question about a special Pontiac. I'm looking for the... the non-V8 engine that paced the Indianapolis 500 in a Pontiac Trans Am in the late 80s. It wasn't a V8 engine. What was the engine? I could give you lots of hints, but give us a call, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll take a pit stop and then more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweetie and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick of Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called. The treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweetie will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-405-0788 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-405-0788. That's 800-405-0788. Again, 800-405-0788.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Got a trivia question out there, and it's a rather awkward one. I could have picked a much better one, but here's how it goes. We're looking for a Indy 500 pace car, special edition Pontiac. It was a Trans Am. However, it was not powered by a V8 engine, and this happened during the decade of the 1980s. A bonus, if you can tell me the color scheme of this vehicle. We would love to hear from you, so please give Andy a call, 855-660-4261. Hello to all of our great listeners in Oklahoma City. We want to welcome all of that, all the folks from that neck of the woods. Want to welcome everybody listening in Salem, Massachusetts, on WCCM, and everybody listening everywhere else and online at GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is with us, and as I mentioned, Tom did a very interesting story about the Pontiacs of 2018. Of course, Pontiac is a brand that disappeared, and there have been many brands that have disappeared, as we touched on the Scion brand going away recently. But I read from time to time rumors, Tom, that GM may, in fact, bring Pontiac back. I've seen renderings of potential Trans Am based on the Camaro. Of course, there are aftermarket companies that will do that. But tell us a little bit about why they decided to do this story.
Yeah, it's a complete fantasy piece. And my thanks out there to Frank Pyler, the publisher of Collectible Automobile Magazine, who did the drawings for me. What I was really trying to do is just speculate, if Pontiac was still around, had the Pontiac brand survived, what would that lineup look like in 2018? And I just piece it together from what General Motors technology they have now, what would have been allocated to Pontiac, and where it would have been positioned relative to Buick and Chevrolet. So I came up with this lineup that is essentially three crossovers and two sedans that I think work very well within the Pontiac, within the General Motors family right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You did a really great job with this, and I encourage everybody to log on and check it out. It's one of those, you know, sad ones. Pontiac, certainly, in my opinion, I know why they kept Buick. It's no secret because Buicks sell so well in China. But if I was choosing between the two, even though Buick has got a great legacy as well, I would have held on to Pontiac. If you had to make that tough call, which one would you have done?
Yeah, I would have, too. I was actually very surprised that Pontiac went. I was actually a little bit surprised, too, that Saturn was dissolved before Buick. Buick had such a weak, I think, a weak brand position at the time of the General Motors bankruptcy that it seemed weird that it was the survivor. But obviously, as you and I both know, and probably the entire listening audience knows, is that Buick's presence in China is so powerful that was the brand that they had to save. It makes sense from that regard. But in the United States, I don't think that Buick had much of a brand presence that anyone could latch onto. I think that's changed a little bit since then, and they're still working on refining it, adding crossovers to it right now. But, yeah, it was a weird choice at the time.
You guys had fun with a truck, and this is not just any old truck. This is a 2016 Ram Rebel. This is the Mopar 2016 edition, and it's all decked out. And in this case, I like the black wheels, and I like the little blue stripe there paying tribute to Mopar. This is quite a unique truck. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Mopar 17 was Mopar does this every year where they pick a product from the FCA lineup and they give it the full Mopar treatment. And for this particular model year, they picked the Ram Rebel. So it's a fully loaded Ram Rebel with all sorts of great trim. It's actually, if you know about the Rebel, this is more to look at than to enjoy driving because it's got some really great blackout trim and nice trim elements. And it's all pieces, as it always is, that you can purchase from Mopar off the shelf. So it's sort of a catalog. It's sort of the realization of what you can do if you had a catalog and you had the credit card to afford everything.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes,
yeah,
it definitely
yeah.
would be. Yeah, this one is really decked out with all kinds of cool features, and What was the sticker price of this one off the top of your head? I know pretty limited edition, I believe. Let's see, one of 500.
Yeah, one of 500, and this one came to, I have a 50, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, 67, I'm sorry, forgive me, $57,000.
Yeah, so for a limited edition vehicle which loaded the gun rails, I mean, this thing's got a spray-in bed liner, and it's got the Hemi 5.7 liter, the 8-speed automatic transmission, and Alpine stereo system, power sunroof, you name it, it's got it. And definitely, if you find one out there on a dealership lot, this could be a potential future collectible piece, because that's a pretty small run for a major manufacturer like FCA to build 500 of anything from coming from a Ford or an FCA or a GM. That's pretty unusual.
Yeah, and considering that Ram puts out whatever it is, almost 500,000 trucks a year, that's a tiny drop in the bucket. These are the things that we're going to see at small local car shows in 10 years and go, I remember that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another cool vehicle that you guys had an opportunity to drive recently, the 2017 Ford Escape in SE trim, equipped with the 2-liter EcoBoost engine. I was originally going to have this when I was going, originally I was headed to the Detroit Auto Show, and this was going to be my test vehicle while I was there, so I missed that opportunity, so you're going to have to tell me a little bit about the report card on this particular offering from Ford, Tom.
Yeah, the Escape obviously is Ford's ridiculously popular small crossover that does very well for Ford. And it's basically a likable vehicle. I think its only primary fault is that you can just load the heck out of the vehicle and make a very expensive compact crossover. But that's not much of a complaint, because if you have the restraint, you just have a nice vehicle. But base models that you don't see too much on retail lots is the powered by a 2.5 liter engine, but most of them out there are now powered by Ford's EcoBoost 1.5 liter engine, which really, it gets the job done. It's a nice engine, it's very fuel efficient, but they have available a 2-liter for extra cost, a 2-liter turbo, and it is really snarky in this application. It's sort of the modern era Cleveland 351. It is remarkably potent in the compact crossover. It makes this vehicle all sorts of fun.
Isn't it amazing? I know we've talked about it before, but the fact that they're coming out with these tiny displacement engines, putting out not that long ago, certainly when you take the 1980s as a decade of reference, I mean, V8 power, I mean, surpassing V8 power of the 80s with only 2 liters of displacement, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah, the great thing, too, is that Ford and most manufacturers, we can credit Volkswagen and General Motors and other manufacturers for this, too, they've gotten rid of almost all the turbo lag. That power is available immediately.
It most certainly is. When we come back on the other side, we've got a winner on the trivia question and lots more with Tom Appel.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He's the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom Appello is with us. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I want to say hello to everybody listening in Portland, Oregon on KPAM, 860 AM. We've been on there for many, many years, and we thank all the great folks in programming for keeping us on there. And again, want to welcome all of our new listeners in Oklahoma City on KZLS, 1640 AM on your dial. And we're live right now as we speak in Oklahoma City, so call in. Do not be a stranger. Also, everybody down in Texas, we are live on KEYS in Corpus Christi. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. And we want to congratulate Gentleman Henry, listening in Elgin, Illinois, on WRMN, who came up with the correct answer. Indeed, it was the Buick Grand National 3.8-liter V6 turbocharged engine, which found its way into that one-off limited edition Indy Pace Car Trans Am. Well, keep it out there as an extracurricular question if somebody can give me the color scheme on that. And we got a cool prize, courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage, for you if you can tell me the color scheme of that Pontiac Trans Am that had the 3.8-liter Buick Grand National engine under its hood. It was a pretty fast car for its day. Once again, 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Let's talk about some other important things, including the fact that, well, we've got a couple of people writing us in here before I go back to my original train of thought. A number of people, again, kind of echoing our thoughts about the Pontiac, saying that they missed the Pontiac brand. Yeah, you're not alone, folks. There are lots of people out there that seem to miss the Pontiac brand. And, you know, the decision was made, as Tom and I touched on, because of General Motors restructuring and the strength of the Buick brand in China. Tom, do you know the reason why the Buick brand does so well in China?
It is my understanding that, was it the last emperor of China or one of the last emperors of China actually owned an early Buick? I believe, and it was considered a car of royalty.
Like a Rolls Royce almost, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's how it is perceived in China.
And what I have been told by one of the General Motors executives years ago was when they approached China to bring in General Motors vehicles, they said, you know, we're going to bring some really nice vehicles over here. We're going to bring our Cadillac brand. And the Chinese person that they were negotiating with said, no, we want great car like Buick. So I don't know if it's true, but that's what was told to me by one of the GM executives a while back. Again, image is a lot, and if one of those Chinese emperors indeed did have a Buick, I can understand why folks might assume that this is like a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or something, as Tom just said, meant for royalty. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@bobLongRadio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's, before we go back to our test drives, remind folks about the best buys. You've got them up for 2017, and anybody that's in the market should be checking out your findings.
Yeah, the Consumer Guide team, and there's a bunch of us, we manage to go through about 150 different vehicles a year, so we're really current on the mainstream crop of vehicles. And then from that, from the entire universe of vehicles, we pick best buys in 30 different categories, and that's virtually every category that exists right now in the new car market. And we pick a best buy or two best buys in each class, and we're just hoping that we can help shoppers just get a much easier time filtering through all the products out there, because there's far too many vehicles for people to choose from. So each year we update that list. It's available at consumerguide.com. Easy to navigate, and we think that your short list of cars you're going to test drive should begin there.
Absolutely. In the realm of compact crossovers, we've been talking about the Ford Escape and the 2-liter engine, and just remarkable the kind of power that they can wring out of that engine. And, you know, speaking of the EcoBoost, lots of folks may not be up to the speed with some of the news that broke from Detroit, and that's eventually, I understand, we're going to have an EcoBoost F-150, and that's going to surprise lots of folks. We already have a six-cylinder EcoBoost, but I guess we're going to see not only a EcoBoost, but also a hybrid variant of both the F-150 and the Mustang. So that will be an interesting combination of putting the EcoBoost technology with the hybrid technology.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of this, but in California, General Motors currently makes available mild hybrid, or their belt assist system, the old BAS system, updated on the Silverado. It's very limited. It's available for fleet use in California. But it's doing well out there. I guess it's sort of a trial run. So at some point, we're probably going to see hybrid versions of the Silverado on the street as well.
Let's talk about another vehicle that we touched on last week, but I got a bunch of follow-up questions about it, and that's the 2017 Honda Civic Coupe in touring form, painted in that exuberant green color. During the week, I had two people write me, and basically the synopsis of both emails was they haven't driven a Civic for a long time, and they were wondering how the modern-day Civics compared to the earlier Civics in the realm of handling. Are they still good handling vehicles? Since I have not been in this yet, what about the Civic Coupe in touring form? How does it stack up on the handling scale?
I liked it. I think Civic's still in non-sporty trim and non-SI trim or not R trim. I think the Civic is probably the best handling of the small crossover. I'm sorry, the small compact cars. Maybe if you take Golf out of that, because Golf is almost always the best handler. But it's still fun to drive, and the 1.5 liter turbocharged engine is a peppy thing and very fuel efficient. We got close to 30 mpg out of that vehicle, and it's a hard vehicle not to drive hard just because it's kind of fun to hear the engine rev.
Yeah, it is. It's hard not to hear that engine rev. That's without question a very good point. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Bob@autoworldradio.com. We're looking for the answer to the color scheme on that Pontiac Trans Am pace car. I never had the opportunity to drive one of these vehicles. Tom, are you familiar with the vehicle I'm talking about?
I am. No, I never drove one. I never drove any of the... I'm trying to think. I never drove a turbocharged 3.8 liter engine.
Yeah, it was only supercharged available...
Supercharged later versions I did, but never a turbo.
Yeah, this was just strictly for the Indianapolis 500, and I'm trying to think of the exact year. I think it was like 87 or so.
That sounds
and,
right.
It was pretty quick, because, you know... God only knows that Buick Grand National engine, of course, they made the GNX version as well. It definitely must have been underrated horsepower-wise, because it put numbers out that defies its horsepower rating.
What was the factory claim for that? Was it 245 horse? Or?
Exactly, 245.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the GNX was knocking on the door of 300. That was a limited edition, higher-end big buck car. At least I think that's what I recall. You've got some great artwork up here, and this is another thing that I really enjoy. Anytime I log on to the Daily Drive, and when we come back, we'll talk about Model Year Madness, 10 classic ads from 1964. We're also going to take you back to 1984 and talk about gas guzzlers. And we're here to help you out, so give us a call. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle and would like to run your idea past myself and Tom, give us a call. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Good luck. I will see Billy in 6 days, so I'm looking forward to that and find out what vehicle he's building right now. I heard it was an El Camino. He just absolutely loves to hot rod out vehicles. And if you ever get a chance to see ZZ Top in concert, please do so. Just like please visit our website here at AutoWorldRadio.com, and also make sure and check out OilHelp.com. A couple of great new sponsors, OilHelp.com and TheLubePage.com, if you have any questions to do with motor oil. But let's go back in time. Let's go back to 1964, because Tom Appel, our very special guest, has put together a wonderful photo gallery here in the Daily Drive, which is the blog. And you call this one, Tom, Model Year Madness, 10 Classic Ads for 1964. I like the one that you've chosen as the title shot. It has kind of a pink hue to it running all through it.
Yeah, that just feels like it's from 1964. There's a great background color. And I just like that car. That Rambler Coupe is just really, really an attractive car.
And you've got some other great ones here. You actually have got a 1964 Mustang television ad that folks can take a look at. And look at the Cadillacs. Wow. See, that's when Cadillacs were large, to say the least. And, of course, this is not the height of the fins, but just the overall length of those Cadillacs got to be in excess of 220 inches at least.
Yeah, I think they got dangerously close to 230 inches, actually.
Oh, wow.
Probably 225, 226, right in there. Yeah, those are some long rides.
Absolutely. How to fit a Cadillac into any budget. That's an interesting ad. Here's an interesting ad for Chevrolet Chevy 2, which is kind of a, you know, reminds me of an old Jeep product, an old Jeep Wagoneer, and the gentleman's loading in what appears to be a swordfish. Boy, that's quite a fishing find.
Actually, looking at this ad, I actually wish he was putting down a little plastic. I'm thinking long-term, that's not good for the interior smell of that vehicle.
That's true. That is a problem, the Chevy 2 Nova. That's great. And Dodge, introducing the Dependables for 64. Oh, boy, it's announcement time again. The 64 Dodges. And then you've got some Chrysler Imperials. Boy, that's when the Chrysler Imperial was really going after Lincoln and going after Cadillac, and that certainly is a stately-looking vehicle. The Chinese would have liked that.
Yeah, they would have. And this is when Imperial was a standalone brand, which is a thing that came and went a number of times over the years.
This is a great tagline. The price is medium, the action maxim. The car is Mercury. And this is the Mercury Marauder, which was resurrected in nameplate as kind of a high, little bit of a sleeper, high-performance coupe, kind of a police car that you could purchase for the road. But this is a different Marauder and certainly a much better-looking one than the modern-day one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the later Marauder, the Crown Victoria-based Marauder, was kind of a disappointment because the 4.6-liter V8, even at 24-valve guys, just didn't have the torque to make that car interesting.
No, absolutely not. Here's a great ad from 64 for Oldsmobile, the F85-442, and the tagline, you guys got to go on and look at this in person, but four-barrel carburation, four on the floor, dual exhaust. Police needed it. Oles built it. Pursuit proved it. Put this one on your wanted list. That's a clever ad. Kind of an unusual. If you analyze it too much, you know, you can overanalyze it. Like, hey, why don't we use the police to hype a car so you can speed? You know.
I didn't think of that, but yeah. What I like about this ad, too, is that this is actually still drawn. By 64, hand-drawn ads had started to go away, but this one's still hand-drawn, and I like it a lot. I like the foreshortening, too.
Oh, I do, too. And here's a great Pontiac ad. Now, there are two kinds of Pontiacs for all kinds of people, the 64 Pontiac, and the 64 Pontiac Tempest. Both shown in convertible guys. That's a cool little ad.
Yeah, and they're still hawking the wide track ad. I'm not sure the Tempest quite qualified as wide track, but in this ad, at this angle, it almost looks as wide track as the Bonneville.
Here's a great ad for Rambler, which really plays off, and this was the title ad that you use in the story about different problems that you might be suffering: steering wheel cramps, creeping rust, want a stick shift, mad for bucket seats. Rambler leads because Rambler listens. American classic Sixer V8, Ambassador V8, 198 horsepower. Wow. And it looks so funny, you know, in today's safety-minded world, no headrests at all. Whiplash seats, standard. And then Studebaker. I have a great song by Warren Zevon's son, which is all about Studebakers, and I play it once in a while here on the show. I have to play it again, but this is an interesting ad for a 64 Wagoneer, the flip-top fun car that's worth its weight in gold. And, Tom, describe what the gentleman's doing with this particular ad here.
This guy is taking advantage of the Studebaker's retractable roof to load a very large piece of furniture onto the back of the car. And this is just an incredible feature that everyone seems to remember fondly, but no one bought this car. This was a complete sales dud, despite the fact that it had this retractable roof. And it seems like over time, the only thing that people could show this thing moving was grandfather clocks and trees. And amusingly, when GMC brought out this very same feature on the Envoy a few years ago, a vehicle they called the Envoy XUV, they tended to show it in ads carrying a tree.
Interesting. I remember that Envoy, and that was a very unique offering. And this is also a very unique offering. Folks, check it out at Consumer Guide. You're going to see these. I like the tagline, different by design, Studebaker. And then Volkswagen, you know, kind of ahead of its time. They're showing a Volkswagen taxicab in yellow and red with some pretty low fares on the side. The rate card is shown. It says, think it over, New York, Chicago, San Francisco. Who would believe, you know, back then that we would have Priuses and other hybrid or electric vehicles roving these cities. I mean, there was a time when a ride in a taxi cab was done in a much more formal vehicle.
Yeah, it absolutely was. It's amazing to think. And I was just, I'm just over 50 years old. I still remember Checker Marathon taxi cabs, just barely.
I do too. I remember riding with my mom.
As a kid, I could walk into them standing up.
Yes, exactly. I remember we had to go to the Ford dealership to pick up our car, which was in service, and this is before they offered shuttles, and getting into one of those, and I still remember it very vividly. You're right. Those were quite something and probably quite collectible today. The other great story that Tom has gone up, just went up just a few days ago, 6 worst gas guzzlers of 1984. So let's see if we can get these 6 bad boys in. The worst ones of 1964. The Jag XJ6 with 13.6 miles per gallon. Not very good fuel economy, but I'll tell you, when it comes to sedans, this is without question a timeless design.
Absolutely. One of the most beautiful cars ever built, in my opinion.
Only a 3-speed automatic, that certainly didn't help, and it was a 4.2-liter inline 6. The Pontiac Firebird Trans Am at 13.7 miles per gallon, and this was the updated one with the 5-liter V8 putting out 150 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 10.8 seconds. Do you realize, folks, how lucky you are today? Boy, a minivan will dust that. Mercury's Grand Marquis, this is, of course, the more luxury, contented version of the Crown Victoria, 13.9 miles per gallon. I have some aunts that live in Boston, and they owned umpteen of these Grand Marquis when they were sold. 5-liter V8, 140 horsepower. How do you like that? But a 4-speed, probably crazy overdrive transmission automatic that you would have to downshift into third to go up a hill because it was so geared so strangely. Mercedes 500 SEL, this is the big S-Class, 14 miles to the gallon. Some people love this. I mean, this is a heavy car, 3,870 pounds, 5-liter V8. Again, not much power, 184 horsepower. And then we've got the Nissan 300ZX with the 3-liter V6 and 14.7 miles per gallon. And we've got the Olds 98 also at 14.7 miles per gallon. They're chasing us out the door for this hour, Tom. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
All right, that will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a G-Truck or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-